G-Dub, get that man a Shevitz.
Hey, man, take off that keeper. This ain't Yom Kippur.
Fill that glass up with that kosher juice.
Hey, man, get out from under that chuppa. We need to listen to 97.1.
It's the Valley Stud. You know what time
it is,
player.
All right, there we go, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Tim Conway Jr. and Brian David Whitman, everybody. Nice to see you, dude. How about that microphone over there? There you go.
Timmy Conway Jr., man, look at you, man.
All right, folks, and welcome to the Commerce Casino, everybody.
I said it, man. I said it, man.
Yeah.
All right, Bob, boom.
The worst-dressed men and women on the planet are sitting in front of us.
Well, they all assemble several times a year for the exciting competition.
And a little insult, and then they go home.
And then they go home, but we hope they have a good time. Everybody here has a chance. Well, one person here. Everybody has a chance to be the one person who wins it all. Everybody else has a chance to be a loser.
Wow. Can you say that again?
No, I don't think I can.
All right. All right, folks, before we start here, we're live at the Commerce Casino, and there's a couple hundred people. There might be about 500 people playing in this tournament. There's still people filtering in, so we'll start here momentarily. But first, what we're going to do, before we start the tournament, we have a $50 gift certificate to iTunes. A $50 gift certificate to iTunes for the worst dressed person here.
Hmm.
The person who said F it, didn't care what they looked like, they left the house, and they look like absolute hell. If you can stand up, if you want to donate yourself or enter yourself in the competition, there's a bad look. There's
all
one.
All right, let me get to it.
Somebody's going to get a $50 gift certificate.
Let me get right to it
to,
here.
To iTunes. I saw a guy earlier with his stomach sticking out. If I were him, I would stand up.
That was me, Tim. Who
oh,
you
I'm
saw.
Sorry. That was you?
All right, who am I going for over here?
Right.
I can't fit through these. I'm too fat to fit through here.
All right, this guy here.
Oh, pardon me, ma'am. I'm sorry. How are you?
In the Dodger hat. I mean, he's sporting my look. He's got right behind you. He's got a Dodger hat on.
Aha.
Oh, the other guy, the Long Beach.
Oh, dude. All right, excuse me for just a moment. How are you, sir?
Is this on?
Yeah, we're on live.
Oh, what's going on?
Yeah, I don't think that's good. The winner.
Well, I'm not appropriately dressed, I guess.
No, you're fine. You're wearing my look. You got a T-shirt on, jeans, and a sweat jacket. You're fine.
And nice sneakers. What is your name?
Sal.
Sal, you are you're not going to win this competition. You look too nicely dressed. So sit the hell back down, and we'll talk to you later.
No, there's plenty of guys here with stains on their shirts.
Yeah, and I'm looking.
Here's a bad look over here.
Yep, I see him.
There's a terrible look there.
Blue shirt.
There was one guy with a shirt on, a blue shirt, and his stomach was sticking out.
That dude right there.
No, that's not him.
No,
oh,
look.
There's another guy with a short shirt on back there.
No, it's
Phil Hendry right here in the blue shirt.
No, there's a guy with a blue polo shirt on. His stomach is sticking out, and he is going to be the winner if he stands up.
Dude, all you have to do is stand up, get a $50 gift card to iTunes. That's a lot of music.
Yeah. There he is. There he is.
Oh!
There he is, right there, man. The worst dressed guy on the planet has arrived. Look at this guy.
God, I wish I had an extension cord.
Can we bring him up on stage to show everybody?
What is your name?
Don't break the
Steve Adams.
Steve Adams. How about that? He's so proud of that look. He gives his first and last name.
Steve Adams, where are you from other than McDonald's?
Whittier, Cal.
All right, keep walking there.
All right, representing Whittier, California.
Whoa. Just to the left there, Steve. Just to the left.
Yeah. Very depressed that the Whittier earthquake actually closed down his Winchell's Donut.
Ares, have we reinforced the stairs to the stage?
Yeah, but let's bring his ass up here and give him a $50 gift certificate. This is this guy's really into F it, man. He's really into screw it in a lot of levels in his life. Let's have you stand over here, young man. I don't know how old you are, but you seem younger than I am. And that's the look, everybody. That's the look to beat, and so far I can't imagine anybody doing it. All right, nice to see you. What's your name, dude? Steve, we got to put you right on the mic here.
Steve Adams.
All right, it's mic's off here.
Maybe I should. Well, I'll get back to him with my mic here.
Do I turn these on? He's on. Okay. All right, there we go. All right, hey, Bubbo. Steve Adams, right?
You got to talk directly into the microphone. Stop looking for food.
Yeah.
Look in the microphone.
I'm hungry.
What do you weigh?
Where's the beef?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's also 1985.
How old are you?
It's
27.
27 years old.
27.
And when did you get into radical effort?
Are you about a C cup, Steve?
B and a half.
B and a half.
I'd like to sign your rack, dear.
Hey, Tommy, have you ever seen a guy like this?
No, I haven't. But if there's a Lycus Rack Rider, let's sign him up, dear.
All right. Congratulations, dude. You are the worst dressed guy here, with the Pro Bass Shops outdoor shirt on, an old jacket here, a hat that says Pro Bass, and a stomach that says early death. I'm just guessing radical cholesterol and super diabetes are in your future.
Thank the Lord, Viagra works.
All right.
By the way, would you mind if Conway and Whitman and I, we do have a Lycus Rack Rider, would it be okay if we signed your rack?
No, I can't allow that.
You can't allow that.
All right.
Against my religion.
All right, I'm going to give Jerry Wyschowski here. How much do you weigh, you said? What do you say you weigh?
140?
No, you're not 140.
Get the hell out of here.
You saw 140 for about 10 minutes on the way to 141.
Your chin is 140.
But I'm going to give Jerry Wyschowski another $50 gift certificate to iTunes if you can lift this man and hold him in the air for 1 minute.
Do we have medics standing by?
Can you do it?
I could try.
What do you weigh?
265.
Oh, it's over.
I could do that.
No, this is like carrying one of the Pittsburgh Steelers around for a minute.
I think I could. I don't know if I can get my hands around his waist, though.
All right, let's take a shot at it. All right, here's Jerry Wyschowski.
All right.
And let's have you be careful, because I don't want him to jump off the stage.
You know what?
Here.
Why don't you come on over here to an area where everybody can see you?
We got all posters and stuff over there. Here's good, over here. Let's do it over here.
All right.
All right. Jerry's going to lift this guy. He's 265 pounds.
Now, for how many seconds, Tim, does Jerry...
Jerry's got to lift him for 1 minute.
It's never going to happen.
30 seconds?
I could try 30 seconds.
He's going to lift this guy. He weighs 265 pounds.
And by the way, there's a very...
And he's in terrible, terrible shape.
There is a very thin Asian gentleman who is in the path of destruction, sir. What is your name, sir?
Yeah, sir?
Sir? Pardon me, sir. Can you tap him on the shoulder?
Excuse me, sir. Sir,
what is your name? Yeah,
Eddie.
It's 1994, and this is Northridge. Run for your life.
Yeah, I mean, just think of him as Godzilla behind you, all right? All right, Jerry Wyschowski is going to try to lift him for 30 seconds here. We got a clock on it? All right, we're going to do it in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Jerry Wyschowski lifting him for 30 seconds. And he's gone through 5 seconds so far.
Come on, Jerry. You got it.
Here we're coming up on... Oh! Didn't happen, man. It did not happen.
That was killing my stomach.
Oh, Bobo. I can't imagine if you get in trouble in a restaurant where you're choking or something and somebody has to do the Heimlich maneuver on you. They might as well just take a hammer to your chest.
Buddy, have you ever had one of those deals where, you know, sometimes you go into a restaurant and they have really bad Polaroid pictures of the guy who ate the 62-ounce steak and he consumes all of it, so they take his picture and put it on the wall? Might we find somewhere across
this?
That was
my grandpa.
Oh, is that your grandfather?
That's my grandpa, yeah.
All right. Well, I'm glad to see you. Nobody's learned anything from generation to generation.
All right, good.
All right. Was it worth the $50 to be tortured like this?
No, I wanted to have the starlight.
All right.
Well,
he got the starlight. Did he not get the starlight, folks?
That's what I live for, baby.
All right. Congratulations. Nice to see you, buddy. All right.
Thank you, pal.
His hand smells like gravy.
Well, he left without shaking mine.
All right, folks. We are live at the Commerce Casino, and there are about 400 people in front of us. We're going to start this tournament. But first of all, ladies and gentlemen, from the Commerce Casino, David Mosikin, everybody. He's responsible for this. All right, Mosikin.
Hello.
All right, let's tell everybody what's going to go on here tonight at the Commerce Casino.
How are you guys doing out there tonight? Let's hear it. Awesome. Hey, we're really happy to have you here. We love Conway and Whitman.
We love the whole staff.
And we're here once again. You guys know how it works. We're going to play poker, push it all in when you have to. First prize, besides winning $1,700, is going to win a Ferrari for the weekend.
Whoa.
Okay.
For 48 hours, you can act like you have some dough.
Yeah.
Can't you see Steve Adams behind the wheel of that Ferrari, the chicks he'd nail?
Yeah, so that's from dreamcarswest.com, and we thank them. So you guys, dealers, put the button in seat 10.
Seat 10.
And are we ready to play poker?
Let's go. Okay. All right. We start every tournament this way with Jerry Wischowski and his inhaler. Jerry Wischowski has out-of-control asthma.
Yes.
That has clinically put him into several comas over the last couple of years.
The good news is it is being treated by a physician.
Yes. And he has a cold as well now, so the asthma is really kicking in. And he starts every tournament by taking a couple shots of his inhaler. And here it is.
Here we go.
All right, let's turn his microphone up as loud as we can to listen to this inhaler. And here's Jerry Wischowski. Let's let that inhaler begin. There it is.
Shuffle up and deal.
All right, Bravo. Shuffle up and deal, everybody.
After lifting that guy up, I needed this, actually.
All right. Did that guy get his gift certificate?
Yeah, I gave
he
it
did.
To him.
Okay,
I gave it
all right.
Him.
All right, thank you very much. All right, folks, it is the Conway and Whitman Show. We are live on 97.1 Free FM. And if you'd like to come by the Commerce Casino, I don't believe there are any seats left, but you can come by and watch the tournament, have some drinks, and hang out, and enjoy yourself at the Commerce.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right, it is, and I'll tell you where it is. It's very easy to find the Commerce. It's on the 5 freeway just south of the 710.
Right, and the Washington exit. You can't miss it if you're coming north or south on the 5 freeway. Just look to the side there, and you'll see the Commerce Casino exit Washington, and it's right there.
Yeah, we have the drinks. Are there special drinks going on tonight? You got a special on the drinks? All drink specials are going on at the bar. All right, very good.
I might have to drink. You know, I did get here a little bit early.
You got a car.
Yeah, I did, and I got here a little bit early, and I've been playing a little blackjack.
How much you up?
You might want to rephrase the question.
Ooh.
Yeah.
How much you down?
$1,200.
That's not bad.
No, I'll get that back.
You make that in a week.
Yeah. And I went over there, and I had some of those Christmas cookies. I had two of them like they were like nothing. I just ate two of them real fast. And then I had a slice of the log cake.
Right.
And I feel like I might die before the end of the show.
Oh, Bobo. All right. Well, good luck with that. All right. Yes, sir.
Hey, everybody, the Ferrari that's donated, also it's by singlespokerparty.com and dreamcarswest.com. Singlespokerparty.com is a new website. Check it out. We're all on there. And keep on trucking.
Yeah. All right. Fantastic. Now, do we have a seat set up for us? Are you playing in a seat?
Yeah, we got. I got a seat down there. I think we got a couple seats down there. We got one for Conway too, right?
Is that right? All right. Well, I'll buzz down during the break and push it all in. All right. Again, we're live at the Commerce Casino. Come on down, just south of 710 off the 5 freeway. You can't miss it. If you do miss it, then you're blind. You know. But I was driving down here tonight.
Yeah, man.
And oh, by the way, Malibu Dan is going to join us.
All right.
At some point. Does everybody remember Malibu Dan? Yeah, one chick. Oh, that's Sarah. Sarah Finder. All right, excellent. All right. Anyway, I'm driving down to the casino tonight.
Right.
And I'm in traffic, so I pull off and I stop at a 7-Eleven. I grab myself, you know, a pack of smokes and
a little beef jerky.
Enjoy myself. And what?
I just got to announce one thing by David Mosigian. The blinds are $25.50.
Blinds are $25.50. All right, there you go. I couldn't wait till the break, I guess. All right, so I'm driving around. I pull off to a 7-Eleven.
Sure.
And I see two guys in front of the 7-Eleven, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
And I'm sitting out there. I don't smoke in the car, so I was enjoying myself at the 7-Eleven.
Sure.
And I heard them both discussing, and they were high-fiving and sort of proud of the fact that neither one of them had finished high school.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And they didn't seem to be doing all that well.
Was there was no shame associated with
None.
It?
None. There was sort of a... I guess a misery loves company deal where they're very proud of the fact that neither one of them got through high school.
Was there a celebratory feel to
oh,
it?
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, that might not be as uncommon as you think.
And both drinking outside of 7-Eleven.
Beer?
I don't know what was in the bag. I imagine it was.
Brown bag, though.
Yeah, brown bag. Right. And both enjoying themselves. But I have a question for the audience. Oh, you're the first guy who's already blown out of this tournament? Oh, that's cool. What? Come on up here.
Come on up here, sir.
We have the very first loser, everybody. A guy who played in the tournament for 38 seconds. Drove all the way down to the Commerce Casino from, well, I guess we'll find out from where. Where'd you drive from, young man?
Santa Clarita.
Santa Clarita. So at around 4 o'clock, it only took you about 3 hours to get down here?
That's about right.
Right. And you went all in on what hand? What did you have?
I,
needed a heart for the on the river.
Uh-oh. So long, huh? Now yeah, back to Santa Clarita. If you jump on the freeway now, you should be back there by 11.
Exactly.
Tomorrow morning. Yeah.
But it was worth it. That was fun times.
Yeah,
huh? You got a lot of good food.
Great time.
All right. What is your name?
John Hudson.
John Hudson.
Let's
All
hear
right.
it for John Hudson.
John Hudson, ma'am. Out.
Excellent.
35 seconds into the tournament. All right. Well, please don't beat the wife when you get home.
I won't.
All yeah. right. All right. Fantastic. Nice to see you, buddy. All right. There he goes, ma'am. John Hudson. 35 seconds.
First out.
Christ almighty. Gone.
After.
I love that people are willing to come up here and tell us that they're the biggest loser in the room.
Yeah, there's something to that. I mean, if you can't be the ultimate winner, you can be the ultimate loser.
You know, I was going to give him a gift certificate. Let's give this guy a gift certificate to iTunes. Let me ask John, hey, what do you think? He knows what iTunes is or he doesn't?
Yeah, or he's got a kid or a grandkid.
I bet he does not know what it is. All right, let me talk to John here for a second, the first guy that was thrown out.
But the answer to your question is no, he doesn't.
I bet he does not. All right. Sir, we're going to give you a gift certificate if you can tell us all you know about iTunes.
About which?
iTunes.
Absolutely nothing.
There you go. Congratulations. I hope you enjoy that.
Yeah, your son, he'll enjoy it.
He's a computer expert. So
excellent. All right, thank you, Johnny.
Thank you, John.
Big stud. Yeah, he's, I tell you, the internet started a little late for some people.
The internet started a little bit late, but his son is going to be all over that
iTunes. Son's going to kick ass at those
iTunes. Yeah, son's going to give a break to the porn for a moment.
Yeah, and enjoy himself, man.
Yeah.
All right, let me get back to this. I'm at 7-Eleven, right? And the two guys are very proud of the fact that they did not go to high school. They didn't finish high school.
Right.
But I'd like to know, are people who didn't finish high school, we'd like you to call us and tell us what you're doing now. If you said effort to finishing high school, which back when I went to high school, back in the late 70s, early 80s, very, very, very easy to get through. You just basically had to show up.
Right. And we're not talking about college here. We're just talking about high school.
Yeah.
Now, let's set the parameters. Are we talking about guys who got GEDs?
No. You didn't even get a GED. You just said F at the high school. Now, I'm sure there are a lot of people listening right now who had to leave high school to support the family.
That's a different story.
That's not who we want to talk to. If there are guys in their 30s, late 20s, early 30s, early 40s, or any 30s or 40s, if you did not finish high school.
Or early 20s even.
Yeah, call this number, and we want to talk to you, see how you're doing, all right? 520-9710, that's our main number, 520-9710, and 888-520-9710. Again, if you did not finish high school, and I have a feeling that there are a lot of people out there that were kicking ass who did not finish high school. They had like 4 years more of employment and getting to know people and climbing up the corporate ladder than they did, you know, than the college kids.
Well, and there might be a really good chance that there are guys who did not finish high school who went on to start their own business who are really making some serious money now.
Yes, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
All right, if you said F it, you did not finish high school, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. We got to take ourselves a small break. We'll come back with more program here live from the Commerce Casino. It is the Conway and Whitman Show live from the Commerce Casino in the city of Commerce. And we're on 97.1 Free FM. Yeah.